Hello?
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to ask you a few questions. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Say that again?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including radio, internet, or television?
They do not.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
That would be so.
Yes?
I am.
Hello? And just to be sure we're representing everybody, okay? Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
71.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote as 10, extremely motivated?
I just want to exercise my right.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please. And I documented your answer. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Refuse to answer.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first issue is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. From 0 to 10, how important? Okay.
10.
And next one, improving K-12 public school education. From 0 to 10.
10.
Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioid and fentanyl. From 0 to 10. Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioid and fentanyl.
10.
Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share. From 0 to 10?
25. 10.
10, the most important. And the last 4, addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
And the last 3, banning assault weapons. How important?
10.
Reducing crime and violence?
10.
And the last one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
No answer.
Okay. And now we're almost done. We're 60% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. I have protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making it more affordable, or the last 3, stopping our hard fight for rights and freedom from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, or tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Well, that white supremacy is the top of the list. That's top
okay.
of the list.
And one more, or just
protecting our democracy.
And protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know and we'll go on the next one. The first one, J.D. Vance. Do you recognize the name? J.D. Vance?
Nope, no comment.
Never heard of? Okay.
I've heard of him. Trump. I've heard of him, but I don't have a comment.
Okay.
And I don't
no
want to
opinion.
Have a comment on any, no opinion on any of them. I'm not going to give an opinion on any person you name, so just skip
okay,
that.
But I need to read everything verbatim. Can you, when you
okay.
heard the name, can you please tell
all
me
right.
no opinion? Please. Thank you.
Okay.
If you have an opinion of any of the candidates, you can say so, okay? If you change your mind. Donald Trump?
No opinion.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No opinion.
Joe Biden?
No opinion.
Kamala Harris?
No opinion.
The last three, Jill Stein?
No opinion.
Republicans in Congress? From 0
no
to 100? Or no opinion, okay. And no Michelle
opinion.
Obama? The last one, Michelle Obama?
100.
100, okay. And now we're almost done. I know it is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
No comment.
Okay. And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
No comment.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree with that statement. Just three. The first one says, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I have no comment.
The last two, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. Agree or disagree?
I have no comment. No comment.
Okay. And the last one, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Agree
no comment.
Or disagree with that? Okay.
No comment.
And now I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling this issue, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? I have five issues. The first one is rising crime and violence. Harris
no
much
comment.
Better?
No
or,
comment.
Or,
no okay. comment.
Mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illnesses?
No comment.
Tackling inflation and growing the economy?
No comment.
Increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you?
No comment.
And the last one, racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
No comment.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate it using a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's somewhat convincing. And 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. The first one, just two statements. The first one, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
I don't understand what you're saying. How long much longer? Because I've got it. This is taking too long. How much longer do you have? I got to hang up. I'm preparing dinner.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to.
This is basically the last part. Will you have a few minutes to participate? Because we will hate to lose your opinion.
Okay, well, can we kind of speed this up? What was the last thing you said?
From 0 to 10, how convincing was the statement I just read to you?
It was such a long statement.
Would
10.
You like
10.
To repeat
no,
the
no, statement? 10. 10.
Okay, so the next statement is, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. From 0 to 10, how convincing reason to vote?
10.
Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. From 0 to 10, your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of sites or apps. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Facebook, yes or no?
Yes.
TikTok?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Twitter?
No.
And YouTube?
Yes.
In the past 2 days, okay? And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, college graduate or postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
At least 3 times a month.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Just somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And again, thank you for your help and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.